Well, now, Mr. Iron, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I don't know.
What is that?
I reckon that I'm going to stick around doing what I am for a while, and rocking and rolling, you know, and singing all that sort of stuff. And then I like to leave that part of the show business altogether, and I like to branch out in the straight side, you know. I like to have go at the old straight out, you know, and I want to throw off this guitar, you know. I mean, it's walking around with that around your neck all the time. People get sick and tired of that. I mean, you know, you start to get a new gimmick, like the guitar, and all the other fellas flog it to death for you. See, they're all at it now. Yes, I suppose they are. Do you find it's a hindrance, this guitar for you? Well, I would say it's a hindrance. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't sort of bite the hand that fed me, or the fretboard that fed me. No, coin a phrase. And no, I'm you know, jolly grateful and all that for what it's done for me. I mean, you know, it's brought me up from nothing to, well, you know, a star of stage, screen and radio and all that. But, and records, of course. But I reckon it, you know, I think it's played itself out now. So what do you intend to do? Well, we've been, some friends and I, we've been mucking about with some of the classics that the public don't know about. You know, some things have been hid away in the archives for hundreds of years. We came across one the other day. It was the Trumpet Voluntary.
Do you mean the Trumpet Voluntary by Purcell?
Yeah, I think that's a fellow. Yeah, that's right, Purcell, yeah. Well, take something like that, you see, and get in quick with it into television, see? Because that's the place to work them sort of songs. You want to get in quick with them, otherwise you breathe a word, you know, around Charing Cross Road, and 10 fellas have done it before you got out your front door.
Yes, I suppose they have. And what do you intend to do with the Trumpet Voluntary?
Well, first of all, we're going to do a new arrangement of it completely, get a nice sort of beat going behind it, and, well, you know, sell it for the kids to like, to, you know, do a bit of jive to.
Do you hope sell a lot of records?
Well, yeah, I've sold a lot of records as it is anyway. I mean, you know, as I was saying, I've come up now to a big star from nothing. I mean, my mother, I bought her an house in Epping Forest, just by the swamp there, and my dad, I got him a new 1932 Ford. Well, new, I mean, it's done up, you know, but it looks new now. And, with my earnings. I mean, you know, when you're like a fella like me, come from nothing, and suddenly rocket it into stardom. I mean, you know, you've got to sort of keep your feet on the ground, or people go around saying you're a bit of a big-headed. Yes.
Yes, I see. Well, I suppose, you know, this Trumpet Voluntary, Purcell, has been attributed to Jeremiah Clark.
Who?
Jeremiah Clark.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I didn't know that, as a matter of fact, no. I mean, what do you mean attributed it to?
Well, some people say that it was written by Jeremiah Clark.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know whether he wrote it or not. I mean, I'm not going to stand here and say he did or he didn't. I mean, it's not my concern, is it? I mean, all I know is out of copyright, you see. That's all that we're bothered about.
Yes, I've heard true. Well, jolly good. Perhaps we can hear some of this, Trumpet Voluntary.
Yes, very, very good, very good.
Well, that's nothing, mate. Go on, run now. Sort of set it up, you know, get it going.
Blow, dig them cats, a screaming deep. upon rock, 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 everybody rock, grab your dog, have a ball, cut a rock, have a roll, rock, rock, all you cats and chicks to the trumpet voluntary rock.
Well, that's very interesting. Tell me, Mr. Iron, do you have any plans for any further records of this nature?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, my managers and me are working on Beethoven's Choral Symphony. I reckon, you know, you can do quite a lot with that. And we're doing Brunjak's New World thing by Virgin Radak. And several other bits, by Ravel, and some others. What you know, what are just out of copyright. I mean, you've got to wait for them to be dead a few years. But then we're going to whip in and have a go at them, as I say.
Yes, well, I'm sure that a lot of people will be very pleased to hear that. What try and play that record of yours to Sir Thomas Beecham? I'm sure he'd enjoy it.
I hope he will. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.